Must have got lost. Brandon John, KISM, dealing with lost keys this morning. A key for a key. If you got a good lost story, maybe we'll flip you one of our 50 keys to the side-by-side, the four-wheeler we're giving away from Mount Baker Motorsports. So give us your best lost key story. Now, we'll go to the morgue here in a few minutes and get Dave's story. But first, Brad, we're going down to, is it Des Moines? Des Moines? What are we doing?
Keith, how do you pronounce it?
Des Moines.
You're saying Des Moines. All right. Well, thanks for listening to us down there. Are you listening to us on the app or on 92.9 over the air?
Simple Radio.
Simple Radio. Love it. Okay.
Right. Yeah. Well,
because I work in Auburn, and I can get it all the way down there, of course, you know.
Yep.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you were vacationing in Maui like you were in 2019, you could probably listen out there as well. I've done a big Hawaii trip with like 8 or 9 family members. You had 9 of you packed into Suburban? I know that must have been crazy.
Well, it was. It was actually 8. I was talking with my wife last night, and my son-in-law wasn't part of the picture at that point. So it was actually 8 of us. And that's as many as you can fit in a Suburban. And, we were staying in Kihei and drove, you know, around the west side of the island all the way up to past Lahaina to Kaanapali. You know, and there's a gated parking lot there for the beach access.
And so you're you're surfing, or what are you doing out there in the waves?
Oh, snorkeling all day.
Yeah.
Swimming with the turtles. And, out there, there's this big black rock cliff, you know, and we're out way around that and all day long, you know. And of course, we got there, parked, went in there and on the beach and found a place to stash the valuables up in the rocks, you know.
And so how did you lose the key? How'd you lose the key?
Well, so it's getting, you know, late in the afternoon, getting tired and hungry, time to go eat, you know. Went back, got our stuff, and then, you know, kind of just walking through the surf on the way back towards the parking lot. And all of a sudden, I just happened to brush down and felt, you know, there's nothing in my pocket. And I'm like, oh no. And I'm digging around my pocket, and it's not there, and so I'm trying to stop the crew that's out ahead of me. Hey, I need help. You know, so we go back and look through the surf, and of course, it's gone.
Yeah.
And so then I'm on the phone with the rental car company trying to get a replacement car. And they ended up towing one out there.
They couldn't just bring you an extra key. They had to bring you a totally different car.
Yeah, they don't have extra key fobs hanging on a rack somewhere.
For rental cars in Hawaii. Why?
Okay.
Yeah. Not have
you
a
think
backup.
They would have a key for, you know, they give you a key and they hang on to a key.
Yeah. That's before they had fobs. That's the way they did it. But, yeah, they didn't have one. So, and they, you know, it's even hard to find an 8-passenger vehicle at the rental car company.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So and we waited till it was dusk, dark, you know. And they actually brought out a Nissan Armada, which is only 7 passengers. So my oldest had to sleep or ride back in the back with all the gear. No seatbelt for him, but don't tell anybody.
Happens when you lose? Do they charge you for that fob when you lose it, or is that all covered in? Does your insurance pay for all that?
Well, the rental car company didn't care about the vehicle because you're just swapping one for another. And then the credit card company, thank God, covered the tow charges. And then when we got back home, I got a notice in the mail that they were charging my credit card $400 to replace the fob.
Yeah. $400.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's about what those things cost. And then they charge you, you know, then when you go to the dealer, they charge you to hook it up too. I mean, it's just not the fob. It's going to take us an hour to hook it up to our computers and your car. So that's another $150. And
in your text, it says, "And OnStar was unable to unlock the Suburban you'd unlocked, and so you couldn't even get your belongings out of the original car."
Well, they did eventually. Okay. So we're all hanging around the vehicle over there, and my daughter's like, "I'm hungry," you know, and so she's on her cell phone. Searching pizza near me, and had it delivered to the parking lot.
The pizza shows up before the vehicle shows up.
Oh, yeah, before the vehicle did. And then all of a sudden they called back and said, I got OnStar here, and they think they can open it. And all of a sudden, click, you know, the doors open up, and we're able to get all our stuff out of the car and transferred from the Suburban to the Armada.
And the vacation rolls on. Keith, we appreciate it. We'll put you in that drawing for the side-by-side with our keys to spring. Appreciate you sharing your story.
Thanks for listening, Des Moines, Keith.
Thank you, guys.